Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And the outdoors are indeed great. Love being out there. Had a little conversation the other night. I think it was Wednesday night. I was in up near Gettysburg, and a group of fellows were gathered together. It was a Christian bow hunters group, and I was invited to come and speak. And it was just a really laid-back, conversational type of thing. And I said a few things, and we had a good conversation, talked about tree stand safety. One of the fellows had just had fallen out of his tree stand, and told that story. And it was a real nice meeting of some great guys, and very, very important information passed around. So let's talk to Butch in Denton. Good morning, Butch. Thanks for the call, buddy. How you doing?
Okay, buddy. I got a couple questions for you, Alan.
All right.
Number one, does anybody know how to take a skunk out of a trap? I've got one in my barn. I was trying to get some cats out of there. And a friend told me, he said, as long as the tail's down, they can't spray you. Another guy told me to throw a blanket over it and then walk it back in the woods, open the door, then run like hell.
Well,
I
can tell you how the animal damage guys do it. You won't like it.
Uh-oh.
And neither will our listeners. They'll put a blanket over the trap. They'll take the trap to the creek with the blanket over it.
Okay, I got you.
And try and teach that skunk to swim.
Gotcha.
So.
Another thing I got.
If you want to release the skunk alive, I think the blanket over it, open the trap and run is probably the, But I may get an email, so keep listening. You never know.
Another thing. If I'm out fishing and there's crabs on top of the water and I'm dipping them,
yep.
Do I need a crabbing license for that?
No.
No?
No. I think you're allowed. I'll have to look, but I think you're allowed 3 dozen.
A friend of mine, he so far in 2 months, he hit 3 deer.
Oh, jeez.
And insurance company wants to cancel him.
I have no doubt.
I mean, he didn't tell the deer to run out in front of him.
No, but he needs to be a little more observant in deer country. He knows he's in deer country. He needs to slow down a little bit, especially during the month of November,
Yeah.
You know that, Butch.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
buddy, I appreciate it.
All right, man, I appreciate the call, and sorry about that skunk in the barn.
Well,
but, hey, look, if you got a deer overpopulation problem, you just let me know. I'll come over here and help you out.
All righty, buddy. I got you. Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Butch. See you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There it goes. Norma in Essex. Good morning, Norma. How you been?
Oh, fine. How have you been, Al?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you my goddaughter's daughter got an 8-point buck on youth day.
Oh, are you going to send me a picture?
I'll have to get one from her. I have one on the computer, but I'm not real savvy on how to send those things.
Well, let me give you my email address.
Okay.
And then your goddaughter or somebody else can send it to me with the details. Yep. It's Ellis, my last name.
Uh-huh.
At, the at symbol, you know.
Yeah.
EllisOutdoors.com.
Okay. I'll do that. And another thing, well, that was her second one this year because they live in Pennsylvania and she had already gotten one up there.
Right.
She's really into it. Last year, she went to North Carolina and got herself a big, well, I thought it was a pretty good size hog. I think it was 180 pounds.
That's a good size hog.
Yeah. Another thing I want to.
How old is this young lady?
She just turned 14.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. I'm glad she's having those experiences in her young life. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she likes it. Well, my husband always says the family that kills together stays together.
Okay.
She and her brother and her father, they're always out hunting, doing something.
You know what?
Pardon me?
You know what the old expression is? Take your kids hunting and you won't have to hunt for your kids.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Another thing I wanted to ask you, what kind of shotgun is good for home protection?
Oh, boy. For you, Norma?
Yeah, well, for our house.
For your house?
I would.
I always like to recommend a shotgun, as you indicated.
Uh-huh.
You can get a nice 20-gauge pump shotgun.
20-gauge pump.
Yeah, if you're going to have to handle it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You know, the old shows show Granny with a double-barrel shotgun,
right.
You know,
yeah.
And toting that thing up. Well, that'll certainly work.
Okay.
But double barrels, unless you find a good used one somewhere, like a Savage or something like that, you're going to want to stick with a pump shotgun.
Okay.
And I would go something real simple. I mean, Clyde's has the Browning.
The Browning?
Yeah, the Browning BPS. That's a good one. They also carry Remington.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what your stature is, Norma. Sometimes the ladies like to carry, you know, use the youth model, which
uh-huh.
is smaller and easier to handle.
Okay.
That's you can just get a good youth model Express Remington 870 and keep that for home protection, or maybe even go to Clyde's and see if they have a used one.
Okay. All right.
You know?
That's an idea. Okay.
Yep. And then learn how to load it and learn how to shoot it. And, you know, point it down the hall and let her rip.
Okay.
You can always spackle and put new carpet in.
Yeah.
But you can't get a new life, right?
That's for sure.
Yep. All right, Norma.
All right. Thanks,
Alan. And send me that picture. Thanks,
okay.
Norma.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Nice lady. Always been nice. 410 WCBM 680. We're giving a muzzleloader away. Not today, but in 2 weeks. Next week's show is going to be recorded. We have Brian Eiler. We recorded that show yesterday. We have Brian Eiler on the air, who's the Deer Project Leader here in Maryland for the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. And Brian will be, we'll be talking about antler restrictions. We'll be talking about hunter safety and things like that, and deer population in Maryland, and among other things, a little Sunday hunting stuff. So be sure to tune in next week if you're not out in the field. And if you are out in the field, you can always catch the podcast on WCBM.com or EllisOutdoors.com, where we put the podcast on our own website there. Anytime you want to send me an email, it's Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. We have a Facebook page for The Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have a Facebook page for Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We have a Facebook page for Maryland Loves Crabs, MD Loves Crabs. We have websites for all those. The current issue of the winter issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is online, MaryLandHuntingQuarterly.com. We urge you to take a look at the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. There's a Christmas raffle going on right now. You could win a trip with Sean Mann Outdoors for you and two of your friends to go goose hunting with Sean Mann Outdoors in January. Or a second prize is your choice of a firearm. So check me out on that, too. Let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
I got to tell you, I just looking at a picture of a croaker, 24.5 inches long, 6.5 pounds. Caught at Point Lookout and a chum line. Guy was chumming for rockfish.
No, wait. Say that again.
So I'm looking at a picture of a croaker, 24
right.
inches long,
right.
6.5 pounds. It was caught at Point Lookout in a chum line. I heard they used to get that big years and years ago, but I didn't know, you know, currently that they were any of that big.
24-inch croaker. That's a big
yeah.
croaker.
Yeah, I'm down at the fish market getting my salmon and my Atlantic Arctic char.
Uh-huh.
The guy there showing me a picture of it. And old-timers told me years ago they used to catch them, you know, 5 pounds. And
oh,
all,
yeah.
I've never seen one this big.
Wow, that's amazing.
Hey, when you were talking, I'm probably going to mispronounce this. When you were talking about the guys that goose hunt and everything and all, about the liability, is that like if the field has got corn in it or something like that?
Right.
You know, and they didn't put it there and then
right.
they're going to charge you?
Exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Exactly right. You're online, aren't you, Andy?
Huh?
You're online, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, there's an article. We've got it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and it's called, hold on. Let's see. I got to find it. I got the magazine right here. I'm paging through it. And I got to find what. There it is, page 19. And it's called Be Prepared or Fall Prey. PREY. Threats to Maryland hunting that we need to be aware of that are out there. Strict liability. The definition of baiting is very broad under existing Maryland law. When it comes to the illegality of baiting, primarily for waterfowl, turkey, and dove hunting, Natural Resources police officers within Maryland's Department of Natural Resources have broad enforcement powers pursuant to interpretation. Okay? Simply, enforcement need not prove intent, the cornerstone of our system of jurisprudence. If they believe you're guilty of baiting while afield, you're guilty, period. Think of the discretion being afforded conservation law enforcement. Some think this authority is acceptable in order to protect our coveted wildlife from bad guys, but let's put this authority in a real-life perspective. You and your three buddies have just paid $800 to hunt ducks on the eastern shore with a guide service. While hunting, enforcement arrives and charges you with baiting. You have no idea as to why you're being charged, but you're guilty anyway. Enforcement need not prove intent that you had prior knowledge the field was baited. Pleas of innocence go unheeded. That is, unless the arresting officer wants to afford you mercy afield. If ignored, you're guilty with consequences that include, but are not limited to, degradation of reputation, personal stigma of guilt, potential 5-year loss of hunting privileges, and closed doors in other states and Canada for future hunting. Who really wants to hunt in Maryland knowing this could happen to you at any time?
I don't know. I don't know if this is still true and all, but years ago they used to say that the geese started stopping here because of the way they harvested corn. There was a lot less lay after, you know, the way they harvested and everything and all. And I guess if you were going to hunt and a farmer had harvested and all and left some corn laying there, even though you didn't put it, they could charge you with it.
That's right. Exactly right. That's what strict liability is. Exactly right.
Oh,
and federal law is not that offensive. So that's all I'm saying is that's what we're working on, trying to square Maryland law with federal law. NRP doesn't like it. DNR can't get involved in it. So we've got to go against the administration. We've got to go against enforcement. But we're willing to fight that fight for the waterfowlers here in Maryland. And all I'm saying is we need a little support. That's it. So
you need to find out if Larry Hogan goose hunts, and you and Jimmy Schoens are need to take him out on a goose hunting trip.
There you go. All right, Andy. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care.
See
you. Hey, have a good guy. I hope you guys get a deer.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See you. Bye-bye. John, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Alan. I want to get in the muzzleloader contest, naturally.
You're in?
Thank you. And then I just was listening, and I want to thank you for covering the legal issues, because as I'm 63 years old, but I'm still an amateur hunter.
I got you.
And fisherman. But, you know, it's just thank you, because we need all the education we can get to keep us out of trouble.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
We're
working on it, man. I'll tell you what, this Maryland Hunting Coalition, we are making, as young as we are making tremendous inroads, tremendous. And like I said, I can't tell you all about them. We haven't sent out a newsletter because we've been so deeply involved. There's so many issues going on right now. And the three things that we're concentrating on are Sunday hunting, which there was just a Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting where Sunday hunting was discussed the other day. And it looks to me like our opponents are going to double down on us. So we need your support there. We're talking about strict liability, where we have to go up against the administration. We have to go up against the General Assembly to try and have a law changed.
Well, January's coming.
And number three, we've got some public property that's been closed to hunting that we're trying to get reopened for even this season. And it looks like we may be successful, but we can't shout about our successes because everything is in flux right now. You know, and we're working, like I said, every single day on these and other issues that come up. So, you know, we're just putting together strategies. We're brainstorming. We're having meetings with, as I mentioned, we're having meetings with, you know, delegates and senators. We're having meetings with others, and we're just trying to move the ball forward. But we cannot shout about our successes yet. We cannot shout about our failures, if there are any. We haven't had any yet, okay? The main thing we're doing is maintaining every day constant pressure, constant diligence to the issues that affect hunters. Now, if you're a hunter and you're hearing this, wake up! Because you have somebody standing up for you in Annapolis now. And we've got some standing with the caucus, the Sportsman's Caucus. That's the delegates and the senators that support issues. We have standing with them. They agreed to work with us. We agreed to work with them. So, come on, fellas. You got it going. Help us out. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, John.
Good work.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got to take a break. Charles in Chestertown, we'll get to you right after the break, but I got to tell the folks right now, immediately. Well, I can wait a minute. No, I got to tell about Chesapeake Outdoors. Yeah. Somebody called me a duck plucker the other day because a duck plucker. I'm not a duck plucker. Chesapeake Outdoors is a duck plucker and the goose pickers, I guess, whatever. Yeah, well, that's what they do. I mean, they pick geese, they pick ducks, and you can haul them right in there, make sure they're tagged, tag them up, haul them in there. They'll get them all taken care of for you. You can do a couple things. You can browse the store. You can look at the great waterfowl calls in the area and all the accessories and the Drake and the Under Armour clothing and the Avery and Bigfoot decoys. You can check all that out. You can pick up a shotgun and say, man, I like that. I like that camo on there. Let me have one of those. You can buy a Bubba Blade knife for your best hunting buddy in for Christmas if you like. You can check out the crossbows and the Matthews, the new Matthews no cam bows. That's right, no cam. Remember Matthews used to be Matthews solo cam. Now they make one with no cams. Two wheels, very smooth shooting bow. Or the Excalibur, Barnett, or Carbon Express crossbows. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That's for sure. Chesapeake Outdoors. Now I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're on this side of the bridge. Yes, indeed. They are excited about the A5 Browning. The humpback is back. A couple years ago came out the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Easy to take apart, easy to clean in the field. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. It's got that kinematic drive system. It's ergo balanced. All that means it's nice to handle and hold. It's got the Vector Pro length and forcing cones. 12 gauges available in camo and black synthetic models, as well as the standard walnut and blue. 3 and 3.5 inch models available. For the firearm shooter, hey, look, the BPS pump. It's available in 12 and 20 gauge rifle barrel deer models, as well as all the other shotgun gauges. The Maxis, and then there's the X-Bolt. Beautiful, beautiful, high-powered rifle. If you like that in any of the standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. And the A-Bolt 3, just under $400. Comes with a $100 rebate right now. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Stop by and see him. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You can put that in your GPS. ClydeSports.com is the website.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry
recovery and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your dough through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every dough you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Anxious to save some cash when you're looking for something to buy or to find a restaurant with your favorite food? Perhaps they're offering nightly specials. Then look for the arrow on the WCBM.com website that reads, Happening Now. Scroll down until you find something you like. It's helpful and easy to find. And who doesn't want to save a couple of bucks? Visit often and try out a new restaurant on the WCBM.com website, Happening Now.
Sending this out to Butch.
Crossing the highway late last night. It didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking the high, high you long.
All right, let's talk to Charles in Chestertown. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
That's great. Well, I'm in Chestertown. Yep. We hunt down here. We've been on the same farm. This is our 40th year, and we want to thank the farmer for putting up with us. We've tried to treat him well, and he's treated us well.
That's good. Glad to hear it.
And I also want to tell you, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and we have a small club of 10 men.
Yes.
And I told you a couple of weeks ago I was going to try to get everyone to join the Hunter Coalition, and we have.
Good.
We're all registered, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Good. All right. Did you all send your memberships the other morning, like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely.
You guys are all from Pasadena and all that?
Right.
Down that way? Glen Burnie?
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
You noticed it.
I did. Yeah. I saw them all come in at one time, and I went, I don't know what that is, but I like it. So
yeah, well, that was us. And okay. The name of the club is the Goose Who Gunning Club.
Good for you guys. Good for you. Well, you know, if you looked on the website, you see what we're doing. And we've actually redone the website since probably since you looked at it. You might want to take a look again. We've refreshed the website. We've given it a facelift and made it a little easier to navigate. So and we appreciate that. Now, when you're out there today, if you could take up a little collection, because you know we're standing up for you guys.
Absolutely.
All right.
And we'll see what we can do about that. And just one point of interest. We're after we goose hunt this morning.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to walk out the door now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to head for Taylor's Island, and we're in the MSSA Fall Rockfish Tournament.
Are you staying down there?
Yes.
Taylor's Island Family Campground?
Well, yes. I've been camping down there for 45 years.
Yeah, those are great guys down there, that's for sure. Now, we did pick up a new campground in Somerset County. You might have heard the spot earlier, and I forgot to mention that we do have a new sponsor down there. They're here for a little while, and we're going to see how that goes. It's called Chesapeake Woods and Waters. And there's like 4,000 acres of public hunting right across the road from the place there. Just kind of like Taylor's Island, where they've got the, you know, Taylor's Island Wildlife Management Area down there. But these guys have 4,000 acres of public hunting. They're right there on Pocomoke and Tangier Sound. They're a mile from the boat ramp. And, you know, it's called Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground. And what I noticed about their website as a sponsor now, is CWAWC, which means it's the same frontwards and backwards. I forget what kind of word that is, but it's CWAWC.com. Pretty easy to remember. It stands for Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground. But thanks for letting me mention those guys. But, yeah, tell Bruce and everybody down there at Taylor's Island Family Campground I said hello.
I will. And it's been good talking to you today. And
all right, Charles.
Hope some geese fly today.
You and I both, brother.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. It looks like you got a good day.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. I hope everybody limits out. Thanks, Charles.
See you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Call in. Leave your name and number. We will put you in the muzzleloader contest. Bethany will do that. She'll write your name and phone number down, and we'll be more than glad to make sure you're in the drawing. We're going to draw that in 2 weeks. First Saturday of December, we're going to draw the November winner. And we'll continue the contest through the month of December. CVA.com. CVA. Those folks are great when it comes to helping us out, and we want to help them out. So if you're looking for a muzzleloader, please consider CVA. Right down the road here at the Bass Pro Shops, the largest CVA retailer in the entire United States, right here in Maryland. Did you know that? Maybe we're a part of that. I don't know, but hope so. But if you don't win one, you can always go down there and purchase one. I shot a deer this year with my CVA Acura mountain rifle. What a sweet gun. What a sweet firearm. Accurate as can be. Of course, you got to put good optics on it. I'm using that Blackhorn 209 black powder substitute. It's called Blackhorn 209. And I use 90 grains. I'm pushing a 260 grain all lead sabot bullet, and I can't tell you the name of the bullet. It just escapes me. But I was at a shop the other day and bought another pack of them. I was so impressed with their accuracy and their devastating ability to drop a deer. So there you go. And I'll try to remember that and remember to bring that to you. Let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
Pumping Adam. Well, I just heard you mention rock fishing at that tournament and kind of got excited there. Last Saturday morning, I went out on a tipper. Just a thought from a guy over at Tocumen's. Right after work, I just went right on down to the Inner Harbor.
Yeah.
I think it was cold, but it was a beautiful morning, and I tooled around there and didn't really get anything. It might not have been the right. Might have been a little too late. Who knows what the reasons? But anyway, I was going to ask you if you had a suggestion for a person such as myself who is necessarily not boat worthy, gets seasick kind of easy. Although I don't know if there's a guide or a place or a person who could guide me and see that I catch one of those things.
What, a rockfish?
Winter comes.
are you want a giant one, or you just want to go catch some rockfish?
I wouldn't mind catching the smaller ones. I mean, I've seen those pictures of the big ones, and I've seen 10-year-old girls holding them.
I
must say.
That's primarily a spring thing, but we do have that migration coming in, mostly in the lower bay right now. You know, the charter captains, some of them do pick up trips where you just call and they'll put you on a charter with five other people you don't know, that type of thing. You might spend a couple $100 to do that, but if you want to go another way, why don't we got your, does Bethany have your phone number?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, she didn't get your phone. You didn't want to be in a muzzleloader contest, is that right?
No, just at the moment I didn't have a chance to give it to her. I was kind of moving around where I was, but
all right. Well, why don't we put you on hold? She'll get your number, Jeff, and we'll put you in the contest, and you'll be good to go. Are you still there, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
All right, she'll put your number down, and she'll draw a little fish beside your name, and we'll try to connect you with somebody.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, man, thank you so much.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Who do we talk to now? Well, let's talk to Mark in Towson. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Oh, you mentioned the word that's the same backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
I think it's called a palindrome.
Palindrome, that was the word, yes. Yeah. Which is not spelled the same backwards and forwards.
No, it sounds like a place where they store helicopters or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, good for
you. Whatever, you know. Yeah, words like dad and level and, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. Palindrome. Yes. Yeah, spelled the same frontwards and backwards. Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, look, have a real good Thanksgiving.
You do the same, Mark. Appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark's a good guy. Yep. Okay, we got Jeff on the line there. We got somebody on. Oh, we're good to go. Did you say we needed a break again already? Really? All right. Well, let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors real quick. Well, not real quick. We'll just give them their due. We'll give them their 30 seconds at least. It's goose season. Chesapeake Outdoors will pick your geese and ducks for you. If you just want them breasted out, they'll do that too. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Largest selection of waterfowl calls, goose picking, Drake clothing, Under Armour, Bigfoot Avery decoys, and Avery decoys, firearms, Bubba Blade knives, bows and crossbows. If you need it, they've got it. They've got all the accessories. They've got the they've got a great camera that you can put on your bow or your firearm. Tacticam, I think it's called. They've got the ozone thing. What are those things called? You see them on all the TV shows. I can't remember what they're called, but they've got those if you're into that. They've got a lot of good stuff. You just go need to go see it at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. Stop by and say hi. Their friendly staff can help you find whatever you need for archery, firearms, waterfowl, you name it. They've got it. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Gunsmithing. If you need a scope mounted, you better get in there this weekend. They'll mount that scope and bore sight it for you. Put a great new scope on your firearm. Put a Nikon or a Leopold on there. You'll like it. And they have a little higher-end models as well. I can never remember the name of them. Not Swarovski, but maybe it's Zeiss. It might be Zeiss. I don't know. Anyway, but if you need a good scope or a good pair of binoculars, Clyde's will take care of that for you. And don't forget, they're your full-line Browning dealer, the A5, the BPS, the A-Bolt 3 with $100 rebolt, the X-Bolt. They got them all. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, Clyde Sports Shop.
We're going to slide back to the cold mid-20s out there under clear skies. We'll see the sunshine for Saturday, work in a few afternoon clouds, and we're going to stay cool as we get up only to around 45 degrees. Saturday night, those clouds start to build in, 33 for the overnight low. Late afternoon Sunday, we could see some rain as we get up to around 55. We'll get the rain moving in, though, for our Sunday night, and then a chance for those showers on Monday should come to an end by midday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBI.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Americans under age 35 aren't saving money. In fact, data from Moody's Analytics show the savings rate for millennials is -2, which means they're burning through their assets or going into debt. For a while, it looked like this might not happen. After the recession, the savings rate for millennials was more than 5%. But persistent, slow job growth and high student loan debt took a toll. Fed data show in 1995, borrowers under 35 had an average of $6,100 in student debt. Now it's $17,000. The problem from a lack of savings will reverberate against this generation for years, making them a persistently vulnerable group. Young people without a financial cushion will have a tougher time changing jobs, buying a home, or planning for retirement. And those who don't save now are less likely to be wealthy later. That will result in an overall lack of American wealth in coming decades. Millennials are also less likely to have investment accounts than Generation Xers were at the same age. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303, 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Now, Buck Bomb products attract deer and improve your odds. Ambush is an all-season deer scent that comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more buck bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer. It's a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. Also comes in Sugar Beet Smash. Funny name, serious results. Pathfinder is an invisible spray except to your flashlight. You spray it on trees to mark your trail under your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one can find your favorite spot except you. Deer Domination, an attractant that can be added to feeders, corn, or whatever you're feeding. Deer Domination Ration helps bring more deer to your site. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Your favorite radio station,
Talk Radio 680 WCBM,
is now available on your iPhone and Droid. Check us out at WCBM.com.
So you played George Jones, High Tech Redneck, because I got a new phone, right? Is that why? Thank you, Bethany. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Jerry and Severna Park and then Gilbert and Lithicon. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good morning. Fine. How are you?
Good.
I've noticed, and I'm sure you have too, this time of year you drive down any highway, a few miles, you'll see a few dead deer here and there. And we had a discussion the other day. I was just curious, what are the rules about dead deer? What becomes of them? And secondly, if you see one hit and you stopped and picked it up and took it home and stripped it, you know, to put in the freezer, is that legal?
Yes. Now, let me hit those one at a time. What are the rules and regulations? What was the first question about?
what happens to
them? Oh, what happens to them?
Otherwise,
there are what are called deer cooperators that are authorized to go around and pick up the road kills, and there are some facilities that use them. There are a couple uses for dead deer. A lot of them wind up in landfill. Yeah, but there are some facilities around Maryland where they're turned into fertilizer and then returned back to the highways, uses fertilizer. You know, I don't know how they exactly do it, but they're turned back into the onto the median strips and that on the berms to help the fertilize the wildflowers and things like that. There's all DNR uses some of them too on some of their studies. They're doing a golden eagle study right now where some of the deer carcasses are used.
But they're still warm,
To pick one up, you're welcome to do that. But the best thing to do is to call law enforcement and get a possession tag.
Oh,
that makes it legal.
I see.
That makes it legal, and most law enforcement agencies have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your local cop probably has one. They're not going to write a report unless somebody calls them, but they will provide you with a possession tag.
Oh,
yeah, and it's. You know, non-hunting possession tag, pick up a roadkill tag type of thing, and it's pretty much widespread available through law enforcement.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, there are homeless people and there are poor people that can't afford to buy meat. I would think if the meat is good, it would be a shame to waste.
A lot of times, unfortunately, the meat is there's so much damage and tissue damage and internal damage that it affects the meat. But I mean, if you see one hit right away, you pick it up and can process it in a very short amount of time, you'll be okay. I mean, if it's hit in the front, you can, you know, pull the back straps and, you know, take the hindquarters and that type of thing. But, you know, if you're a hunter and you have a means to dispose that properly, you can do so. But the bulk of them are picked up by what are called these deer cooperators. They receive a fee from either the county or the state. I think it's the county primarily does that. This time of year, those guys are busy. I've seen the guy right around here. Guy drives around a little pickup truck with a winch on it, like a little lift on the back of his pickup truck, and he'll hook it up on the deer and winch it over to his pickup and just winch it right up on the back and throw it in the truck. And when I saw him, I think he had 9 or 10 on there from just this area, Pikesville, Reisterstown, Owings Mills area, you know. But they get paid to do that job. However, he missed one over here in Naylor's Lane that was hit yesterday morning when I came in to record the show early in the morning. It's still there this morning. So, you know, Naylor's Lane is a little crossover road between Reisterstown Road and Old Court. God knows how somebody hits a deer at a 35-mile-an-hour zone. But they do. They hit them on Old Court all the time. So, anyway.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yep, you got her.
Thank you.
All right, Jerry, thank you. And we got Gilbert Lithigan. Good morning. Gilbert, how you doing?
Okay, I have a question. I have a Mossberg.
Yes, sir.
Maverick Model 88 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Yes, sir.
And back in April, I had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
It's not severe, but I've never fired this gun.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. It's brand new. I bought it about 3 years ago.
Okay.
For home protection.
Sure.
And I can't really, I can do it, but it's labor for me to pump that thing with my left arm.
I understand that, yeah.
So my question is, would clients, do they buy used guns or?
They do, but you're not gonna make anything near what you paid for it.
I know that, but it's just sitting here and I really can't. I mean, if I had occasion to use it in an emergency, I probably couldn't get it out in time for me to, you know, the pump the thing and do all that.
Yeah.
What would you suggest that I get?
Do you remember what you paid for it, Gilbert?
Oh, I got it someplace, but I don't remember.
It's a Mossberg Maverick pump?
Yes.
I guess it's a 500? It doesn't matter.
It's a Model 88.
Model 88. Okay, anyway. I'll have to look at it. I'll have to. Did Bethany get your number?
Hello.
All right. Why don't you leave your number with Bethany, and I'll call you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a course of action on that.
Yeah. If I'm not in, just leave me a message.
All right. I will.
Thank you.
All right, Gilbert.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. Yeah. You're going to get if you buy a firearm and you take it back, you're going to get maybe half of what you paid for it. And the reason is, it's very simple. You've had to fill out a 4473 form. The dealer has to make a profit. He can buy that shotgun, at wholesale. Depends on the model. He may get a special deal on it. And now it's a used gun. So he can't sell a used gun for the same price he can sell a new gun. Okay, so he has to discount it that way. Therefore, he can't give you what, you know, anywhere near what you paid for it retail or even wholesale. So what it usually comes down to is probably about half of retail is what, and maybe a little better, what they'll offer you for that. So that's just, and I'm not saying Clyde's does that or uses that formula, but I can tell you I bought, having been a manager of a sporting goods store that sold a lot of guns, that was pretty much the philosophy. You know, you look at the wholesale price and you discount it from there. Let's talk to Jerry in Catonsville. Jerry, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Jerry?
I'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
All right, great.
Thanks, buddy.
So,
yeah.
I'm going out this afternoon bow hunting.
Okay, good.
I saw a nice buck last week, but it wasn't quite in range.
Yeah, yeah. they never are.
Of course, he was moving. He was hot on the doe.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. See you. Bye-bye. Hey, the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center in Western Maryland, and the prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Late fall is a great time to hit the freshwater streams, the lakes and rivers, and all manner of fish load up on calories for winter. Trout. Great trout fishing this time of year. Walleyes, northern pike in the west. Largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river systems and local impoundments. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish out there, too, and all you have to do is go fishing. If you are lucky enough to catch a Maryland Award-sized fish and certify your fish at an Angler Award Center and enter online, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for the fishing challenge. Stop by your local Angler Award Center. Check the fishing rule book or visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Going on vacation or a business trip? Take Talk Radio 680 WCBM with you.
Listen to all your favorite hosts and shows on your smartphone.
Download the app now at WCBM.com.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat.
That's going to be that's going to be Buffalo. Water's 2 feet high and rising, if not so. Look, we got a lot of callers on the line. We're going to zip through them here real fast. Good morning, Jill. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thank you so much. Want to ask you real quick. My sister's coming in from Georgia with her family. She's
yep.
renting a house on Cox Creek in Kent Island area.
Yep.
She wants to go fishing off the dock.
Okay.
And I don't know what she should be fishing for. I don't know.
Go get some. Go to Chesapeake Outdoors right there off Dominion Road and ask them. They'll probably tell you bloodworms and small hooks, and she'll catch some white perch.
Okay, and do you know, like, the rod? My husband passed 3 years back, and I've got, like, 20 rods here. Do you know what kind of rod? She wants to borrow a rod.
Just whatever's light.
A small one?
Yeah, whatever's light, lightweight.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right, Jill, thank you. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. Called a little late. Camo Preacher. Whoops, did I get him? No, I didn't. I got Brian. Go ahead, Brian, real quick.
Yeah, I've become disabled. I'm a disabled hunter now. I'm thinking about hunting the Sassafras River.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Sassafras River, wildlife management area down there? Yeah.
I know there's a lot of, I know it's like 1,000 acres.
Yeah, a lot of good deer and waterfowl up there.
Well, I'm just a meat hunter, so
okay.
It don't matter to me what I kill. I just wanted to know how would you rate that as far as...
I hunt Cecil County, and I can tell you there's a ton of deer up there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to give it a try. Thanks.
I'll let us know how you make out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye. Camo Preacher, what's up?
Hey, Alan. Your caller about the Mossberg gun.
Yeah.
The Maverick 88 is a Mossberg 500.
That's what I thought,
model.
Yep. Okay.
They run for between $250 and $300 brand new.
Right.
I can tell you, I mean, for example, if you go to a pawn shop, you only get 25% of the resale value.
Right.
So if that gun markets at $150, you might get $35, $40.
Right, I know.
But now Clyde's, what they will do is they'll look at what the book value is, and they'll give you, anywhere between 80% or so of the value of that resale gun. So you will get a much better deal through them. They're pretty good to their customers.
Well, if it's a brand new gun, I was going to offer to buy it and donate it to the Maryland Hunting Coalition for a fundraiser.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Or you could do that.
But the Maverick 88, I owned one. It's a very versatile, they're the economy model of the 500, the Mossberg 500.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Have a great one.
All right, Camo. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, we had a couple people join the Maryland Hunting Coalition here. I want to thank Michael in Abington or Aberdeen or up that way, and Jack in Towson for joining the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We really appreciate that, guys. Again, the mdhuntingcoalition.org. We need your support to take care of our advocate in Annapolis. You can check all that out on the website. You can read about our advocate. You can read about the mission and everything else that we're doing. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay out, and stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.